Have a good evening.
I knew you'd go far in my white convertible car, reclining my seat, lying back in this heat. Look me up on Channel 3. So sophisticated, charming and educated. And I hope you don't mind. Nothing's harder to find. Someone sends you like you. Elton John style, with an eagle profile. Small screen smile.
I think you're very, 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 very.
Et ton moi, au-dessus de toi, je suis une sphinx.
Listeners,
very
of radio,
very.
You've tuned in to 90.1 FM on your radio dial. This is Campus Community Radio from CJSF. The show is Wave Station, and I'm here live tonight. Although that night might not be the night that this is played in the future. Anyway, that's an existential issue. Tonight, we are rocking in the house with 2 hours of music, broadcasting out on the unceded, ancestral, and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. All power and all respect. Really happy to be here, as always. It's a labor of love, and I'm happy to provide it to you. Okay. What did we just listen to? That one that we just heard, The Flying Lizards. English band. There was sort of a loose collective of people doing avant-garde. They were doing a lot of improvisation. Some of the major people in it included Vivian Goldman, Deborah Evans-Stickland, who was the voice on that one, David Toop, Steve Beresford, for example. They formed in 1976, so very early experimental art pop. The song was called TV, and it's off of the debut album. Before that song tonight, I played you Nick the Stripper, a song by The Birthday Party, Australian rock group that were put out on the 4AD label. The album was Prayers of Fire, 1981, and I was compelled to play it because I went to see Mutiny in Heaven, The Birthday Party, a documentary which was a fabulous look at the extreme output and performance energy that the band had in their career. Very kind of provocative, evocative, over-the-top sort of collective psychosis music that I really wish I got to be a part of. Actually, it would have been a fun show to see and to be a part of. And so, yeah, I do recommend seeing that documentary. It's really cool. Also, it talked about how Nick he's like really good friends with a guy, I'm going to try to say about Einster, oh God, yikes, I have looked this up before, but, you know, the, really like a industrial, artist out of, Germany, Einster Zion, how am I saying? Someone help me. Neubauten, you know what I mean. The symbol with the circle, and it kind of looks like a, you know, gosh. Einster Zion de Neubauten. Well, let me stop embarrassing myself. Anyway, so there was a sort of like link to early industrial that was sort of spoken of in the documentary. And last night I happened to see an artist named Exunt, who played at Fake Jazz Monthly, and they were using, she was using chains in a box that was like, and looping it, and so it sort of like kind of looped it in for me, the sort of connection with an early industrial, The Birthday Party, and a show that I just saw last night. So there you go, whatever. There's the linking connection between those songs. I'm next going to play a garage punk set, so we're going to start with the Sadies. Here you go. We'll be right back. Serves you right, you know. That was the Gruesomes, Canadian band from Montreal. Hold on a second. Let's see here. That one was put out in 2000. So basically, the story goes. Okay, well, the release was called Cave In. The Gorsum Foursome, aka the Gruesomes, they did their garage rock revival, garage punk thing. From 1985 to 1992, and then they got back together and did another album, or maybe a bit more, And that came off of, so that Cave-In, I believe, was the one of the albums that they did upon reforming. Before that one, Stronger Than Dirt, a song by The Mummies from San Bruno, California. They formed in 1988. They were also part of the 90s garage rock, garage punk rebellion. the rebellion of 1992. No, that didn't happen, but at least not that I know of. The garage rock revival, I'm trying to say. So Stronger Than Dirt was the A-side, backed with Your Love, came out in 1992. Song before that, The Gorries, with Be Nice. And they were doing the garage rock revival in Detroit, Michigan. They formed in 1986. And this one, Be Nice, was a 7-inch with backed with On the Run. It was put out in 2015 by Third Man Records. And again, the Gorries had reformed for a brief return and put out a single or two. So yeah, that's kind of neat too. I think, yeah, like looking back, now, these days, you don't hear a lot of bands doing garage rock or garage punk, but it was pretty popular in, like, sort of the early 20s. Like, it was, obviously, there was a revival in the 90s, but it also kind of had a sort of breath of life in just after, like, 2010-ish, right? Like for those years, maybe up to 2016, 2017, you just don't hear it very often anymore. Anyway, that's what I think. I don't, maybe there is a pocket of it somewhere that is still thriving. I hope so, actually. I know it's still, like bands who do it are still doing it. But anyway, Rat Creek was the first song in the set by the Sadies, a band from Toronto. Pure Diamond Gold was the release. It was put out in 1999. So let's get into some other stuff on Wave Station. Here is the next one.